Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Simpleton Reviews podcast. I'm joined by my lovely co-hosts today,
lovely.
Charlie Simpleton Sorry. And Nate Simpleton. And yes, I do choose my words wisely sometimes. Not frequently, though, I will admit. Anyways, this
Let's bring your wife into the room. Let's ask her.
Okay, we don't have to do that. All right. Don't. She probably has a receipt of all the times I've said stupid stuff. It's fine.
She's a woman. I guarantee you she does.
Anyways, this week we are reviewing Only Murders in the Building, which according to Wikipedia is an American mystery comedy television series created by Steve Martin and John Hoffman. The series consists of 10 episodes and it began premiering on August 31st on Hulu. Follows three strangers, played by Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, who share an obsession with a true crime podcast. After a murder in their building, the three neighbors decide to start their own show. I think I'm going to give my thoughts on this one first, because I've been watching it. The casting with Steve Martin and Martin Short, these two old comedian guys, and then Selena Gomez, who I haven't heard word from for like 3 or 4 years, and she suddenly shows up in this show. It's really
She's
interesting.
She's been making music, hasn't she?
I think she has been making music, but I don't really listen to her music, so that's why I haven't heard anything from her, I guess.
Fair.
But, you know, just the contrast between the three of them is really impressive, the way they play on it a lot. They even have the line, like, two episodes in where she makes fun of them for being two old white guys and not really getting it or whatever. But I think it's been really interesting. Definitely has some humor in it. Maybe not as good as I was kind of wanting it to be, but I'm still overall enjoying it. What do you guys think? Start with Dad.
Okay. I'm impressed. I'm actually really impressed at the dynamics between those three characters. Like you said, it's an interesting combination. She also is the executive producer of the show too, I've noticed. So that's pretty interesting. But it's great to see Steve Martin and Martin Short back together again. Always a big Steve Martin fan. Always been a big Martin Short fan. They are fantastic. They are some of the funniest people alive. They are great. I am a little sad that they barely play on Martin Short's comedic repertoire. They don't really go too far into it, which I wish they would maybe go a little bit more. But, you know, Steve Martin hasn't acted, at least not in a show or anything, for quite a while. He's concentrated on his music and stuff like that. So it's really great to see those guys in a show. I do like the fact that it is a true mystery. It's definitely a true whodunit. You're still trying to figure out who, as we're talking, we're at what, 8 episodes in, 9 episodes in?
Yeah.
We still don't know who done it. I mean, after the silent episode, as I call it, I think we're kind of, you know, starting to, I mean, obviously we're starting to put two and two together, and I guess we figured out exactly who killed the girl, but we don't know who killed the guy yet, correct?
Yes.
Right. So, actually still up for debate who actually killed the girl after watching that scene, quite honestly, right? Did she do it or did he do it? I'm just saying. And I also do really love the fact this movie is all about, or this show is all about a podcast, right? And there are, being in the podcast world as I have been for the past 3 years or so, there are podcasty things in this show that make me laugh like nobody's business. They are so on target, it's not even funny. The closet scene where they're recording the podcast in the closet.
Yes.
Such a podcasty thing to do. And then he's got the big fuzzy microphone, the boom mic that he's holding. And then the next thing you know, he's sticking a phone in front of somebody's face trying to get audio that way. I'm like, this is.
Can you say that again?
Yeah. And
do that again, just the same.
Right. And they're worrying about sponsors and worrying about listeners. And there's even some jokes there about what platform you can find their podcast on. I'm just like, that these guys did their research as far as podcasting is concerned. It made me laugh. And honest to God, the number one genre of podcasts are true crime podcasts. That's the number one genre. Nothing beats them. And so, you know, except Joe Rogan, right? I mean, he's really the only, but he's kind of a dipshit. But, you know, that's another story. Maybe I'm jealous of his millions of dollars he makes. I don't know. So I'll shut up. But I like the show. I really do like it. I think it's entertaining. Is it the best show I've ever seen? No. But it is still really, really good.
It's a good watch. Charlie, what do you think?
I think it's great. I didn't catch all the nuances of the podcasting just because I've not done it. I mean, I saw them, but they escaped my attention. But I did like all the generational differences and like the corporate like move in on everything. I thought that their take on it was so quick and the quips were so strong that captured my attention. The comedy is great. Yeah. It's really dry, but at the same time, it's like you'll realize that the joke hits you about a couple minutes later. Even Steve Martin's opening scene, just to introduce himself and to set the scene, is really, really worthwhile watching. Even if you catch that on a YouTube short, it's great. I like that their relationship with Selena Gomez in the show, because it's like, well, do I call? Do I text? Should I have already texted by now? I mean, why is this so short? Should I do all caps?
Right.
So, it's just good fun. Good fun. Again, this is going to be a memorable show, but it's also going to be a very forgettable show. Yeah, like in a couple of years, you know, this might surface back up, but it is a flash in the pan, but it's definitely worth a watch.
It is. I love the cameos too.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sting, come on. Yeah, Tina Fey, Sting. I just love it. You know, Sting is one of the suspects.
Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane is fantastic.
The producer is awesome.
It doesn't matter what Nathan Lane is. He just adds so much credibility to everything, right? I mean, the only reason, in my opinion, The Lion King is worth watching is because Nathan Lane does the voice of one of the characters. Other than that, throw that stupid cartoon away. I don't know why it's Disney's number one cartoon of all time.
Because it's so because beautiful. Because of Nathan Lane. And thank you very much.
Because of Nathan Lane. That's right.
Yeah,
and Elton John.
Yeah, that's true.
He did put a lot of work into that soundtrack for no reason. That's right. Honestly,
because no reason. He got Elton John.
Tell you what, that restarted his career right there. That cartoon did. So anyway,
I actually didn't know that.
Oh yeah, Elton John was not a big voice in pop music in 1992. Two or three, whenever that show came out.
But 1995, I'll tell you what, his albums were everywhere.
That's right.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So I guess we give our ratings on this show. I'll go first. I think I'm going to give it a 3.5. It's definitely worth watching. It's fun. I think it's a lot smarter than maybe we're kind of used to as of recent with some of the shows that have been coming out. I don't think they're as smart in terms of comedy. I think the drama stuff's been where all the smart people have been going recently. You know, the dynamics between the characters, some of the weird things they've been doing, they did one bit in one of the shows where Steve Martin's character, like, sees a panda or some strange mascot just randomly for no reason, which is hilarious. I don't think it's ever explained. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
And then the episode that you keep referring to where it's I think it's entirely silent almost.
It's 90% silent. I mean, because there are some scenes where Steve Martin's with his girlfriend or whatever, but when it's with the deaf kid, it's just silent.
It's really well done. It's really nice.
And the Nathan Lane monologue kind of talking about him growing up.
Right.
Because I think that's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I think the next one is the one you need to watch because it kind of turns the story.
Okay.
Because episode eight is going to, like, you think you have it nailed down. And it's like all of a sudden it turns it all around. Okay, we're back to square one.
Well, good. That's what makes a good whodunit, right? That's
exactly.
Part about it. All right.
All right, so that's my rating. Charlie, what's yours based off of seeing the next episode being in the future?
I'm going to give it a 3.5 as well. I think it's certifiable. It, like I said, it's a flash in the pan. It's not something that everybody's going to like go back to like classic hits or anything, but it will be one that it's got definitely its noble affect and definitely got some presence. So yeah, I'm gonna give it a 3.5. Really happy with the turnout. Really love the cast choices and the cameo choices, and hoping that that the end season or the end of the season kind of like springs it into another season that maybe they'll choose to do even more, or it may be a one season wonder and just kind of close it out. Do it as a miniseries.
I think it'd be really exciting to see it go into two seasons, but also I'm not sure how long this show could last, to be honest. I don't know if it could last longer than maybe 2 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, if they kill off everybody in the building, then it's like...
Right, well, it's only murders in this place, right? Or murders in this house?
Yeah, they're not going to do any more murders because they decided on that. Anyways, now that Nate Simpleton's done dying over there...
I'm not! I'm just going to say it, and I'm not going to give any commentary because I'm about to cough again. I'll give it a 3.5. Simpleton certified! Woo! Simpleton certified! 3.5 all around, everybody!
Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for this week. Please subscribe, hit that like button, comment, and maybe discuss who you think whodunit. Because I think we're only up to episode 9, and I think episode 10 comes out Tuesday as of recording.
Is that the last episode? What's the last episode in the season?
Nine comes out Tuesday. Nine should come out the week after.
Okay.
How many episodes are in this season?
Well, Hulu's only showing 10 at the moment, yeah. So we're almost there. We might find out who done it. We might not. Also, support us on Patreon.
Could be a cliffhanger.
Ooh. Captain Cliffhanger.
Yes, Captain Cliffhanger.
Please support us on Patreon. You can find it at SimpletonReviews/Patreon. Or Patreon/SimpletonReviews. My bad. And check out our website, SimpletonReviews.com. I'm sure someone will write at some point someday if we see more traffic on there. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Or maybe we should do it the other way, that we should write more so we see more traffic on there.
Why would we do that, though? We're all about the
money. I don't know. You know what?